never heard that before. Are you guys doing that and messing with me?
Hold on, I gotta pull this music down. Where's that coming from? Dudley?
It is.
I thought it was in the song. I'm like, how can I have never heard that before?
No, I knew somebody was up to something. You found your kazoo, didn't you?
No, actually, that's the sound. Jennifer wanted nothing sad in this hour.
No.
So I wanted to start off with a cow, a little calf. We've had, so far this season, 40 some odd calves on the farm.
And if you'd like to adopt one of them, by the way, you can do so by going to...
you can go to DougStevin.com.
DougStevin.com.
And look at the right-hand side of the home page, where under food is a picture, actually a couple of pictures of me, one in front of the microphone with the Good Day logo and stuff behind me. That's part of the video that Richie created to promote the program. Then there's a picture of me and Charlotte under that. And then under that is a, I guess we'd call this a request. This is an ask, because we've started a crowdfunding campaign to help my farm become more, if you will, focused on saving animals, a sanctuary, and a place. Although this weekend, man, what a mob scene. It was an absolute mob scene, with people taking tours around the farm, learning about the animals, seeing the cows in the different stages of their lives. And so in order to protect
that... hamburger?
No, it didn't end. You're terrible.
When you get to the end of the line.
It's like SeaWorld.
My cows do not eat
SeaWorld, you go
hamburger.
Through the, what is it? You go through the shark exhibit.
Yeah.
And at the end of the shark exhibit is like a snack shack where you can get like shark bites. You know, it's like shark tail.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you.
You should do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be great. I'm sure it would make me very popular.
Sliders.
Who,
sliders.
Yeah. I'm trying to do something serious, and you guys spoil the mood.
Hey, I helped you. Go ahead.
You're a big help.
Back to you in the studio.
Really big help. So anyway, you can contribute anywhere from $10 to $1 million, depending on what you would like to do. And you can read about it and check out.
If you have $1 million, I'd like to recommend my crowdfund.
Yeah.
It's a small crowd, just you and Jennifer.
It's a small crowd.
There's a story that Jennifer has followed, speaking of crowdfunding. This is my thing. I've been on to this for about a year. We've talked a lot about it on this program and try to give you examples of people who've used crowdfunding to start movie endeavors, to help. Remember the thing in Boston, the Boston Marathon, after that explosion, crowdfunding was started, $2.5 million, and 2 days later they had money to support the people who didn't have insurance to take care of the needs they would have after the reality. The first Boston, what was the slogan? Boston Gives or something, or Boston Strong. That was it. I'm in Boston.
You're in Boston.
I had a bunch of guys that had to tell me what it was. I thought that was a bunch of media hype, but there is a fund that's raised a lot of money, and they doled out the first $45 million last Friday, as a matter of fact. Anyway, so back to the idea of crowdfunding and some of the various... The fund we're doing is on Indiegogo. Now, there's another fund, there's a facilitator called Kickstarter, which has helped a lot of these movies get started. Jennifer's got the story of one of the ways the Kickstarter is being used.
Yes.
Yes,
she does.
She does.
I do.
Indeed.
Are you talking
back
about
to you in the studio?
What are you talking about? The
I'm talking about the Star Trek television series throwing its clout behind a crowdfund project. Leonard Nimoy trying to get people. You don't know the story.
No, I don't. I don't
really
know how I missed it.
You might go back to your email and
follow that one of those things I
Yeah, it's one of those things.
That email that you sent him a month ago, Jen, remember?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Oh,
anyway.
Wow. That? Yeah, I sent
well,
it to
Well, I tried to come up with these ideas or show you how crowdfunding is being used in lots of different ways. Leonard Nimoy is one. David Gerard and David Fine are people who have tried to come up with a formula.
Is this thing the Star Trek Renegades?
Yeah.
He's going to get $242,000 so far.
Yeah.
They're looking to get $650,000. And Nichelle Nichols, who played O'Hara. What was her name?
O'Hara.
O'Hara. Anyway, she's going to be in this. But if it gets started, this is something that is that would work on a movie screen or on a television. And I'll tell you, a lot of TV, successful television shows get started on a lot less money than this. So this is a, I find this to be very fascinating. It's a very good way.
It's the wave of the future.
I think it really is.
The Veronica Mars movie did it this way. I mean, lots of stuff.
But there have been many other things that have used crowdfunding, even though it's only a concept that's less than 2 years old. Excuse me, Jen.
Oh, no. It's just if you can, if you have something that has a niche following, a loyal following, I mean, you're golden with these kind of things.
Yeah, right. You got to have, that's what we're finding out doing this. It's all about viral connections. Mm-hmm. It's all about getting from one group to the next group to the next group and having people out. We have somebody who gave, and I think it's public, it lists usually the people who give, right, on the crowdfund.
You can choose to be anonymous.
Right. Anonymous or not.
Yeah.
But somebody named Deepak gave $1,000 to the fund for the farm, and we don't know who he is.
I think it's Chopra.
It's Deepak Chawar or something like that. Yeah. His last name is there.
Maybe he's just trying to hide.
Yeah. Well, why would he use Deepak? Because everybody would think the same thing.
Look, I'm just trying to get some publicity for you.
Thank you very much.
Chawar is his last name.
It could be Deepak Chopra.
But the thing that happens when you focus on any endeavor, my trying to save this dairy farm and using this, anybody trying to do something good, remember, the reason that I'm here is because I've gone through my own hardship. My own economic realities have changed since I bought this farm. It was a very expensive piece of real estate. And I thought, hey, everything's going to be the same forever. I was doing great in business. Let's go for it. Well, that's
the farm never really paid for itself. You paid for the farm.
I paid for the farm.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Now that that's not there anymore.
Because
it costs a lot of money to run that farm.
It does. Well, it costs a lot of money to pay the mortgage. It doesn't cost a lot of money to pay to run the farm. Farm supports itself, by the way, at this point in time. So the idea is to help me help the farm or help. It isn't even me, because it's not about me. It's about this. I'm a custodian of this land. I view myself only as a custodian of a precious piece of property that in an area where we live is very rare. It's very rare to have this much open land in a place that is as suburban as the community in which I live. And we are surrounded by a clover leaf of suburban bedroom communities all around Boston. And some of the, like Framingham has its own industry. Bose Corporation is headquartered here. Staples is headquartered here. TJ Maxx is headquartered here. It's not like this is, you know, some.
No, they have a Panera Bread that I visited once.
And there's also a nice Panera Bread. And Panera is not headquartered here, but not far away.
No, there's just a Panera Bread.
There is, right, exactly. All right, so at any rate, think about success. And put your own mind around your own success. Have any of you been successful without having hardship connected to it? Has there ever been any, and I'm taking a broader sense of this, because a lot of people think success is money. I know some people who have a lot of money who are not successful at some things in their life, or whether it be relationships, or whether it be, and I mean whether it's family relationships, interrelational things, interpersonal relationships with members of the opposite sex. Maybe it's in you're trying to figure out how to do something that's extraordinary, and it's something that you want to do, but you haven't been able to figure it out yet. So think about your pleasure and your pain. And think about what you've accomplished in your life that has involved both. Because I'm betting that both of them are part and parcel of what we all encounter. And so I would urge you to not, I mean, you can be like me if you want. I think one of the things that my father said to me and others along my life path, have said, I'd never bet against you because I'm like, what is it, the jack in the box. You stick me in the box and I jump back out again. I never give up. Richie's been around me for 17 years.
No.
I could have pulled a plan. I'm not saying beating my chest, Doug Steffen is a wonderful guy. It's just that's the way I am. Whatever it is.
It's annoying sometimes, but yeah, you just the Energizer bunny. Just keep on going.
Well, I don't think you give up. I just don't think, I mean, life is not about giving up.
You never give up.
You just keep going, and I'm going to save this farm. And I'm going to make sure this program thrives. And I'm going to build a personal relationship that I want. All of those three things are very important to me at this point in my life. And you must have something or some things that are important to you in your life that are difficult. But what's the old expression? Nothing worthwhile is easy. You got to work at it. There are going to be obstacles. But imagine the glory that you feel in overcoming all of them. What's the old expression? No gain, no pain. No, other way around. No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
No thorns, no throne. No cross, no crown. Think about that and understand that you go through the negative before you get to the positive. And think in that way as you start your day, start your week, start the newest page in your life. Think about success. Please do that. And I think you'll find that today and every day will be much better. Have that goal. What's your intention for today? Start out with what the intention that you have is for this hour, and then maybe for this morning, and then for this day. I think you'll find it be kind of a cool thing. 18 after, this is a good day.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance, proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
and new. It's amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance.
Take me a picture.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
It's nice to get a love letter once in a while. And boy, did we just get one at eHarmony.com. Independent research has confirmed that our passion for finding you that perfect someone works. Really works. eHarmony.com ranks first in highest number of marriages, first in most satisfied marriages, and first in most enduring marriages. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
21 after the hour, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Aren't you fortunate?
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you doing this for?
What?
This isn't Andy Gibb.
It isn't.
No.
You've been Rickrolled.
What is it?
What? This is Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody. What's his name?
Rick Rolled? No.
You've been Rickrolled.
You've been Rickrolled, brother.
No. Rick,
Astley,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good song. You can crack this up for TV, right?
I saw Andy Gibb sitting right next to Rick Astley, and I'm like, I'm going to Rickroll Doug.
Really? Thank you, Richie.
Good thing, you know.
Yeah. All right, so now you've Rickrolled me. You can get to the song that has the story attached to it.
Doug wanted to play Andy Gibb.
Not that there aren't a lot of stories attached to it.
All right, now that you've been successfully Rickrolled.
Yes, I have. Thank you very much.
For you.
Yeah.
Anybody listening just got Rickrolled too.
Really?
Yeah.
As opposed to Rich Rolled.
There you go.
Could be your story. Go back to this date, 1978, for this song. It was at number one. Andy Gibb, Shadow Dancing. Just joking, Richard. You like it?
No.
Why?
You got me looking at that heaven in your eyes. I was chasing your direction. I was telling you no lies, and I was loving you. When the words said, baby, I lose my head. And in a world of people, there's only you and I.
I like that part of it best. It's something where they swing to the next thought. That's cool. His brothers helped him out, even though it was not billed as a Bee Gees song. I don't think he ever actually performed with them. Well, he did, but he wanted to be on his own.
He was never a Bee Gee.
No.
Yeah. He may have performed with them, but he was never a Bee Gee.
Youngest of the Gibb brothers. Let's see here. I think they all worked together on Solid Gold, though, in the 80s. Did they not,
Kenny?
Yeah,
that was his show.
Well, that was his show?
Yes.
Oh. Huh. He had 9 number one songs. Didn't last as long as he might have. He was 10 years away from his demise on this date, 1978. He died in Oxford, England in 1988 of inflammatory heart virus brought about by drug usage, I think, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Never say that isn't the postscript to the story. He died of inflammatory heart virus, and in parentheses, ... is because he was a drug addict. But what a great sense of timing and stuff. All the Bee Gees and the Gibb brothers, the Bee Gees means brothers Gibb, had going for them.
Yeah, what this makes me think about is knowing that he had a drug issue.
Yeah.
And you think about all of the musicians and actors, whatever, that have issues with addiction. And, you know, I look at Hendrix and I'm just like, that guy was a genius beyond anything you can imagine. You look at Ray Charles, he had addiction issues. That guy's, and then there's Andy Gibb and Shadow Dancing, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a thing.
Let me go out on a limb here. You ready?
Is this the kind of the top, the peak that he could reach? Andy Gibb? You traded your soul and was addicted to drugs to be able to write Shadow Dancing.
That's a short.
It's a good song. Well, I mean,
yeah. All right. In a few minutes, I want to talk about something going on in Colombia and how it relates to our country in a very direct way. It's an interesting story. Also, a lot of comments have been generated by Congressman Trent Franks putting rape and pregnancy together. This is another genius. Yeah, this guy. Wait till you hear this. There was a House Judiciary hearing on abortion last week. A bill was going through, and this guy said something that has women rolling their eyeballs. And when you hear the story about it, you'll understand why. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. 28 minutes after the hour now.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is best-selling author Lily Capel. Her newest book, The Astronaut Wives Club, describes the lives of the women whose husbands were sent to outer space in the 1960s.
Well, the astronaut's goal was definitely to go into space, hopefully to walk on the moon.
That's one small step for man,
it was an enormously competitive group, and the guys competed about everything, not only an assignment into space, but who was the best water skier, who was the best handball player. I mean, we're talking a really alpha dog community. And it's funny because from the beginning, the wives said, listen, they turned to each other, they said, listen, if we're going to survive in this world, we cannot play into our husband's competition. You know, we're just going to get fried. I mean, we have the media focusing on us. We have NASA putting pressures on us. And so they really made this pact to each other to be above their husband's competition. Of course, this wasn't always the case, but I think this is why this is such an unusual community. They did form the Astronaut Wives Club that started meeting for teas and coffees in the early 60s and has continued to be a support group for these women throughout their lives. And it's funny, even today, they're in their 70s and 80s, and they've actually stayed much closer than the astronauts.
Lily Capel, author of The Astronaut Wives Club, the true story of the wives of the early space explorers. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Encounter, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. Most important stories of the day are a thought for the day today. Nothing stops an organization faster than people who believe that the way you worked yesterday is the best way to work tomorrow. Doesn't work, does it? Can't be in yesterday. All those people who say, yeah, the good old days. You make fun of me sometimes, but I think I'm doing a pretty good job of bridging my way into the new land.
You do it mostly when it comes to the television shows and the movie shows that you grew up with and that you love.
Yeah.
You want the original actor to always play that part no matter how old they've gotten. That's where you do it mostly.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind, Richie.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. The
understandable.
The story of Congressman Trent Franks coming up in a moment. First, over the weekend from the Statistics Department, 7 people were killed, 30 others shot, various places of violence in the friendly city of Chicago.
Hmm.
Chicago has become the bloodiest,
terrible
city in our country.
Sure has.
It has become a nightmare.
They should bring back the mob or the outfit or whatever they call it in Chicago, because they would clean it up.
Mexico's looking at Chicago going, man, that's a rough place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we talk
probably
about it. I don't want to go to Mexico City. But think about, in reality, what really is going on there.
In reality, we all know where this all takes place. We have friends that live in Chicago, and they never see any of this stuff.
No, it's one part of town. That's it.
Right. When Washington, D.C. was the murder capital of the world, everybody was like, oh, are you safe in Washington? I'm like, I don't see any of this stuff. It happens down way over there.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. But still, under the jurisdiction of the city of Chicago, and a lot of people are pointing here and there about what horrible things go on in other countries when we have things that need to be cleaned up here as well. Speaking of that, let's see how I make this work. And I don't want this to be the only time I tell this story, but let's see if we can put together 2 and 2 and come up with 4. Mostly I tell it here because Richie's wife is a Colombian. And I wonder what she would have to say about this theory that I'm about to drop on you, Richie.
Fire away.
And it has to do with my son being involved in the production of some movies that are going to be financed by Colombians. So the obvious question comes as to where the money comes from. And even though these are wealthy real estate developers and people who run banks and who own big conglomerates, Everybody knows that anyone who has any money at all in Colombia has it in one way. I'm talking about serious money, has been funded or is related to and the family that has connections to the drug world.
Oh, of course. Anybody who has money in Colombia must be a drug dealer. Absolutely.
No, not a drug dealer.
Yes.
But involved in some way in the drug
family.
Right.
Family. Sure.
In the drug trade.
Right. Everybody.
Now, what does your wife think of that? Because
I think you're a moron. That's what she thinks of that.
I think that he's mad. I hear anger.
No. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's because your wife doesn't have serious money. I'm talking about people who have billions of dollars. Hundreds of millions to billions of dollars. That's who I'm talking about. I'm not talking about your wife.
I just think it's an assumption
that
people make. And, you know, there are a lot of drug families in Colombia. But not everybody that has serious money got their money from...
Okay.
The drug families.
Let me finish the story, and then you can...
There's not that much sharing that goes around in the drug cartels.
Yeah. You share. It's a one-way share. Take it.
It's mine, and I'm not going to share it with 32 other families.
So the reason I'm bringing this up hasn't got anything to do with anything I've said so far, other than I wanted to call your attention to how money begets money.
Hold on. Before we leave that?
Yeah.
Every time I come back from Colombia,
uh-huh.
Every time... Did you bring me something?
Who was that?
Somebody somewhere.
Some friend of yours?
Wherever.
Really?
It may be an email, it may be Facebook, it may be somebody in the office, it may be... And they're always joking around, but they're always just like...
If there was a Facebook friend, I'd unfriend him.
No, it's just, that's the assumption. Why is it any different than what you just said?
Because I haven't finished my story, and when I finish my story, you'll understand why I brought it up.
Everybody thinks that, Colombia, they sell drugs on the street corners there. So, all right, good.
They should be
in all reality. Don't do that at home.
In all reality, they're much better alcoholics than they are. Nobody does drugs in Colombia. Nobody does drugs. They don't have drug addicts.
Raw milk. In the on the corners.
Well, you get out into the burbs, and everybody's got a cow.
Yep.
So, all right, go ahead.
Okay. So, anyway, the point isn't where we've gone thus far. The point is where we are going with this story and this information. Two and two makes four. So, whether you believe the premise that I just suggested or not, in terms of its large swath, if you narrow it down to the families of the big cartels, there are probably four of them, maybe three even, in Colombia that really fit the description of what I just stated. Would you agree with that, Richie? Few big families.
It's more, it's not families, it's organizations. It would be the FARC, which is one of the military factions, and the paramilitaries.
Right.
Those are the two big anti-government groups that fight each other and the government, and in doing so, they fund themselves by growing and selling drugs. They have been stunted and diminished greatly over the past 10, 12 years under President Uribe, but they are still there, and they're pretty much in the jungles now, but they still have a thriving drug business, yes.
Right. Okay. Now, think about this correlation. This is a correlative remark, and I must tell you that the reason I came to this conclusion, because I read an article in USA Today last week about Kathleen Kennedy, who is a big movie producer. It was a very nice, sweet profile of a wonderful lady who's done some good things in the movie business. But where did her money come from? Where did the Kennedy family money? All of those of you who think the Kennedys are great, Bobby Kennedy,
whiskey,
the number one bootlegger in the country in the 1920s was old man Kennedy. He was as crooked and as conniving and as corrupt as any human being who has been a part of the landscape of our country in the past 150 years. And because of his corruption, conniving, and connection to those who were in politics, by the time Prohibition was over, he'd made a deal that nets his family 7 cents on every bottle of anything that is not beer or wine. In other words, all hard alcohol that comes, that's imported into this country, every single bottle of it nets the Kennedy family interest 7 cents. So you figure how many hundreds of millions of bottles of, whether it's Jack Daniels, I mean, you name whatever comes from any place, and that family gets its money from the roots of his trafficking in what many people think is more of an abusive substance than cocaine and drugs. Alcohol does far more harm because it is far more available, and it's legal. Okay, so for those who draw these conclusions, and now I get to my point, those who say, money from Colombia must be connected to the drug company, drug lords, and therefore it's no good. Hello, if you look at the American political landscape and see the influence the Kennedy family has had and still does in politics, and all of the, remember when Ted Kennedy died, or when either his brothers died, they were all praised to the hilt about what great human beings they were. And you know what? My theory is that the reason they went down those roads is because of the guilt that they felt for the way their family got their money. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. This is my speculation. But they decided they needed to do good. They needed to take care or be focused on the needs of the poor, the ones who are underserved by government, the people who need help. And so they devoted their lives, at least those three, to being involved in helping. Now, was it in the beginning a labor of love? No. The old man pushed he pushed all three of the brothers, but Jack was pushed more because the older brother who was killed in World War II was the one that old man Kennedy had set up through his political machine to run for the presidency. And I forget that brother, was it Joe? It was Joe. It was Joe Jr. Joe Jr. was killed in World War II, so the next person who came along was John F. Kennedy. And so he was the one that was able to bear the mantle. But look at all of the things that went on in his life, how dysfunctional his life was. You look at a guy like that, and people say, it was a back problem.
Kennedy curse.
It was.
It was.
Yeah. Yes, and the Kennedy curse is money from alcohol. And the impairment that it's caused and the danger, damage, if you will, that it's caused over the decades. And so I wanted to buy
into some of that, but I'm wondering how this was connected to your talking to your son about the movie industry.
Well, because he said that the movies that he's working on are all funded by Colombians. And we started talking, and he said to me, and I made the judgment, it's all drug money. And he said to me, Dad, how's that different than the Kennedys and their alcohol money? And that's what got me to think about it is, and it is. So the theory, and yet, is the money being used for good purposes? I'm sure we could find a lot of drug money that was being used for good things. I'm sure we could find, we could find other people who, not just the Kennedys here and the drug dealers in Colombia, but I'm sure we could find a lot of people who have made wealth or in their family somehow or other there's wealth that comes from ill-gotten means, and yet it was turned around to do good things. I think you could find that with almost any. Look at Andrew Carnegie and the money that he gave to set up the library system. There are a lot of people who wondered about Carnegie and how, the steel industry in our country was built on the backs of slave labor, for the most part, when it first got started. How much of our, you go back to the founding fathers, how much of what their wealth, and we've figured this out before, George Washington's wealth was astounding. And it was based on
him. Worth $500 million or something.
He had nothing. All his money came from the slave trade and dealing with slaves. So anyway, I hope that was productive food for thought. 15 before the hour, and this is Good Day Investigative on the scene.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch, but what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Hey, it's everyone's favorite meat game. Judy, spin the meat wheel. You landed on New York steak. Well, you can keep the steak or
swap it
with a New York pork chop.
Yes, I'll swap it.
Way to go, Judy. You've won delicious pork and great value on
Swap.
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
All right, so I want to spend a minute talking about this guy, Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona, who has introduced a bill, an abortion bill. He opposes an exemption for rape victims because, quote, the incidence of rape resulting in pregnancy is very low. Does that remind you at all?
Yeah, didn't we just go through this?
Aiken said he claimed women could not become pregnant from legitimate rape.
Right.
Where do these guys come from? How do they... How do
a
they
whole
even
different way of
legitimate
thinking.
Rape. That was the one that
how
really
do they
got
get
them in trouble.
To the point. Yeah. I mean, hello. Does anybody think or care about what you have to say, sir? Food for thought from Good Day.
Heinz knows it's important to celebrate good food, company, and weather. That's why America's favorite ketchup encourages ketchup lovers to gather around the grill and spend time catching up with family and friends this summer. To join the fun, check out Heinz Ketchup's Gather Round the Grill tab on their Facebook page for summer recipes and tips, and a chance to win money for a new grill to host the ultimate cookout. TV personality and celebrity chef Aaron McCargo Jr.
Don't be afraid to have fun and try new things when you're grilling this summer. Heinz Ketchup blended with real jalapeno kicks up my triple spicy chicken wings. For something different on the grill, try my grilled Philly cheesesteak. Proof that Heinz ketchup can sauce up any cookout. Next, create an alternative to fruit salad by grilling mango or watermelon with salt, pepper, and oil. Once off the grill, drizzle with fresh citrus juice and olive oil.
For these recipes and more tips, visit Facebook.com/HeinzKetchup.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Come to Burn.
Burnsville, Minnesota, to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
NSA spying program and the whistleblower. Lots of yapping on the talk shows about that. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters, the National Security Agency's surveillance program, a hot topic on the Sunday talk shows, with some of the most interesting comments coming from the former Vice President of the United States, who appeared on Fox News Sunday. Dick Cheney has never been one to mince words, and he did not mince at all when it came to what he thinks of the man who leaked the information about the NSA, Edward Snowden.
I think he's a traitor. I think he has committed crimes, in effect, by violating the agreements given the position he had.
Cheney also raising questions about Snowden's decision to flee to Hong Kong.
Well, I'm deeply suspicious, obviously, because he went to China. That's not a place where you ordinarily want to go if you're interested in freedom and liberty and so forth.
Over on CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan said he doesn't know why some people are hailing Snowden as a hero.
He made preparations to go to China, and then he collected it up, bolted to China, and then decided he was going to disclose very sensitive national security information.
Congressman Rogers chairs the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, both Democrat and Republican lawmakers say the NSA will tell the public about terrorist attacks prevented by its spying programs. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairperson Dianne Feinstein says she expects NSA Chief General Keith Alexander to reveal today some of the dozens of terror plots the NSA programs have prevented. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I like saving money. In fact, to save on lunches, every day I pack myself a sandwich on whole wheat bread. It's healthy, plus it keeps people who are gluten-free from stealing my lunch. Another good way to save money is to switch your car insurance to Geico. They've even got a special discount for people that are gluten-free. Nah, not really. But that's not a bad idea.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
It's inventory time, and we'd rather sell our flooring than count it. That means every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Save up to 54% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Like First Quality laminate flooring, just 39 cents a square foot. Plus pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Bamboo from 139. Vinyl wood plank. Cork. Every floor is on sale. And get special financing. Get ready. End-of-quarter clearance starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow finished the week with a triple-digit drop, down 106 points to 15,070. NASDAQ down 22. S&P lost 10 points on Friday. We have some recall news for you. General Motors expanding its recall of SUVs to 480,000. The move broadens a recall from August of 2012 over faulty circuit boards in the driver's side door that could cause fires. The recall involves the Chevy Trailblazer EXT, GMC Envoy, Buick Rainier, Saab 9-7X, and the Isuzu Ascender. All the recalled vehicles were built in 2006 and 2007. Business at the box office this past weekend, one movie soared above all the rest.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S.
On my world, it means hope.
Well, here is an S. How about...
Yeah, how about Super or Steel, as in Man of Steel. $113.1 million for the biggest June opening in history. The retelling of the Superman tale, number one in theaters. And finally, couple of sports notes. NBA Finals, Spurs over the Heat in San Antonio, 114-104. Spurs lead 3-2 and can finish off LeBron James and the Heat as the finals return to Miami for Game 6 tomorrow night. And golf, the U.S. Open, one of the four majors, arguably the biggest of the bunch. For those of us who root for Phil Mickelson and against Tiger Woods, we were only half satisfied with this U.S. Open. Tiger really imploded, finished tied for 32nd place at 13 over par. What happened, Tiger?
You know, today was a little bit of a struggle out there in these conditions.
On second thought, Tiger, we really don't care. As for Phil Mickelson, who was tied for the lead or in the lead by himself at the end of every round of this championship except for the final round, this was heartbreaking. The guy known as Lefty ended up tied for second place at 3 over par. Your winner at 1 over par, England's Justin Rose. His first major title. Justin's dad passed away back in 2002, and he referred to his dad in talking about winning this title on Father's Day.
A lot of us come from great men, and we have that responsibility to our children to show them what a great man can be, and I just couldn't help but look up to the heavens and think that my old dad, Ken, had something to do with it.
A classy champion and the first golfer from England to win the U.S. Open in 43 years. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's everyone's favorite meat game. Ken picked grill number one and got ribeye steak.
Ken, you can keep the steak.
Or swap it for the ribeye pork chop.
Pork is less expensive.
I'll swap it. Nicely done, Ken. You've won delicious pork and great value on...
Find affordable and swap-worthy pork recipes at porkbeinspired.com. Pork, be inspired. This message funded by America's Pork Producers and the Pork Checkoff.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.